Because every day you hear us blab about whatever it is that we like, and you should check out this, or about what we hate, I guess, is usually the flavor of the show. But every once in a while, you know, we get off on our little tangents, you know, go buy a Mac, go buy a Nintendo Wii, watch every Flavor of Love reality show or spinoff on VH1.
They're good.
Whatever it may be. So we thought we'd turn it over to you today and have you call in about the things that you think everyone else should be checking out. Could be a fun little thing, a little testimonial type action up in our grill. So get it on at 539-9750 or 238-0975. Whatever it is, it can just be anything. A certain activity, it can be a restaurant, it could be a product, whatever the hell, just anything you think someone else should experience. And then call in and share it with us this morning. Got one for us?
Lipton Diet Green Tea is awesome.
Diet green tea?
Yes.
Why do you need diet green tea? I drink green tea and there's no calories in green tea. Oh, does it have like extra flavoring in it or something?
Yeah, it's got like the citrus flavors and it doesn't even taste like tea. It's just like a really light citrus drink that has zero calories, and if it's really cold, it's awesome.
You just pick it up at the grocery store?
Yep.
Is it pre-brewed or do you have to brew it yourself?
No, it's in a bottle.
Okay.
You can get regular or diet, but it's awesome.
You know what? That's always... Oh, go ahead.
I was addicted to Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And I had to find a substitute, and I finally found one that I really, really love. It's really good.
Why did you need to find a substitute? Because of, like, the million chemicals in Mountain Dew? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, chemicals, calories, preservatives. Yeah,
no,
everything.
The whole deal. Yeah, I mean, when I first got into radio, I was, the hours are very odd and very weird, and you can never really get used to them. Mm-hmm. I started out drinking Mountain Dew, and then I just started feeling like crap, you know, like outside of that. And then so I started drinking coffee. My stomach can't handle coffee. Then I started drinking tea, and it started kind of browning my teeth up real quick.
Right.
And then someone was like, you should try out green tea, because it's supposed to even help your teeth.
Yeah, and it's got, like, one of the lowest caffeine levels naturally.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's light in color.
Yeah, green tea is, it's great. I have my, I think, a green tea right here, Jerry Ann, like I do every morning.
It's awesome.
It's a delicious thing. And the main problem, like, yeah, I agree with you, when you go and try to get a one at the store or something, you know, you're on the go, you can't always brew tea.
Right.
You have no choice for the most part. You have to get something that has, like, 150 calories in it or something.
Yep. So. I told my lady at the convenience store yesterday that this is probably the best thing they've ever put in a bottle besides water. I am excited about it.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you discovered it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.